Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated his 15th anniversary. He is an award-winning journalist. He is the chief home officer. He is the author of at least three, maybe more books on being a solopreneur, and he's our good friend Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that that I started noticing many decades ago was that after I'd been in the marketplace for a while, every year got a little bit easier because some of the things that I had done, some of the people I'd met, some of the seeds I had planted, some of the worker bees I'd turned loose, et cetera, et cetera, in the earlier years that weren't ready to become, you know, fruitful in those days, turned out to be that way in a future year.
Right.
So here I would be, you know, 4 or 5 years down into my career, and the work I did this year was mine, and then here came this other business that I hadn't worked on nearly in a long time that started falling into my lap.
Right.
That was a nice feeling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? It's in many ways, it's like being a farmer who plants in the fall and you know, reaps it in the spring, you know, or whatever.
You're not much of a farmer, are you?
Yeah, exactly.
You plant in the spring and you reap in the fall. Unless it's winter wheat, Jeff.
That's what I was talking about. Winter wheat. When I'm doing my home brew for my winter wheat beer, that's what I'm talking about. The farmer who plants in one season and then harvests in another season,
right.
Or I don't do that. I let my
You're a city boy, Jeff, but we're with you. We understand what you mean.
But if we can see through the flaws, the metaphor still prevails.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, I started my business like you pretty much the same year as you, back in the late
80s. 89.
And what we did was we started sort of laying the groundwork for the work that we were doing. And I remember the tale after my first full year. I mean, it was February to December. I got the months right. Yeah, February, and then December's the last month, so it was almost a full year. I went to Robbie, my wife, and I said, look, I earned $6,000 this year. And I was so proud because I was pretty busy. But mm-hmm. And she went crying to her mama saying, what did I marry?
Can I come home, Mom?
Can I come home? It was a mistake. You were right. He's a louse. But anyway, so you know, every year, though, it went up, you know, by you know, anywhere from 50 to 100% to the point.
Because you stayed in the marketplace and you kept talking to people. You kept knocking on doors. You kept saying, hi, I'm Jeff. How you like me so far? You kept saying, here, please, can I give you my card? You kept giving proposals. You kept trying to get business and losing it, not getting it. But you stayed in the marketplace.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
And just staying in the marketplace is planting seeds.
As they say, it took, you know, 25 years to become an overnight success.
Yeah.
But here we are, you know. I mean, but in all honesty, it takes time to do this, and it takes time to build a reputation in a marketplace. That's, you know, another thing is that I'm in the same market. I'm, you know, born and raised here, so I'm in the same market. People have said, as a freelance writer, as a, you know, for corporate or for journalism, I could go anywhere. I'm like, I really can't because my reputation.
You've got a base
here.
There.
Yeah.
Well, and the main thing. And you called it farming, and I think that's a good analogy. The other thing, what I've always called it was worker bees.
Right.
By that I meant was I would give proposals. I was a crazy person about proposals. If you give me even half a chance, I would give you a proposal. And I sold more business than my competitors because I gave proposals and they didn't.
Right.
But I didn't sell all my proposals. They didn't all work. But then people would call me back 2-3 years later and say, hey, Jim, I pulled this proposal out of the file. Can I still get this deal? Well, the point is, no, they couldn't get that deal because all that was gone, right?
Right.
The products were probably done. The deal was probably gone. But it didn't matter. I still went and sold them because they remembered me, and we worked it out.
Right.
Absolutely. But if I hadn't left that worker bee, if I hadn't planted that seed and then survived long enough to benefit from it, that's the key to me. I think there's – Jeff, I think sometimes we undervalue just the power of survival.
Right.
The power of making it another year and being able to accumulate those seeds that come up late.
And I think it's also the power of patience.
Yeah.
Because if you're a marketer and you say you do some PR, you get published in an article, or you put some content out on your blog,
right,
or you're out, you know, posting to your company Facebook, and stuff doesn't hit, like right now, mm-hmm. you tend to lose patience. And why is it not hitting? We have to have patience in what we do. You know, it's the Chinese water torture of marketing, where the drips will be there. Eventually, they're going to make people, you know, they're going to turn heads and people going to say, okay, I needed that product. Who was that guy? Oh, yeah, it was Jeff. Or, yeah, it was Jim. You know, whatever the product may be, the service may be, as long as we keep the message out there, and it doesn't have to be marketing. I mean, even self-promotion, mm-hmm. even networking at an event locally and bringing a pocket full of business cards and giving out business
cards.
It's
about even when things are tough, even when you can't, you don't see the direct connection between what you're doing and cashing a check. It's about staying in the marketplace. When I was in sales, commission sales, even the days that I didn't feel like selling, and every salesperson is like that, I'd get up and I'd go to the marketplace. Even if it was pouring down rain and I was having to get in and out of my car all day long to call on customers, I would still go and I would be in the marketplace. Even the days when I was convinced that I wasn't going to get anything done because I didn't feel like it, I would bump into somebody that would give me a referral.
Right. Absolutely. It's you know, there's the commercial on TV right now for Vistaprint, and they talk about, you know, the guy, it's all testimonials, and there's this one guy who runs a shop of some sort, like an auto shop, and he says, I always carry 20 to 50 business cards in my pocket wherever I go. You have to always be prepared to market. You never know when that business card is going to come back to be your someone's link back to your business.
It's a worker bee. It's a seed.
Absolutely.
So, folks, believe in yourself. Stay in the marketplace. Have patience. And plant the seeds.
Absolutely.
And if you survive, if you stay in long enough, it will come back to you. As the passage goes in Ecclesiastes, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. 20 after. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. I'm Jim Blassingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. Not too many of us. Right back with Jeff Sabar. He's at chiefhomeofficer.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.